For any organization to function effectively, staff welfare must be prioritized in such organization. If staff welfare is not taken care of, such staff will not be committed to achieving the goal of the organization. A staff whose salary is withheld for some months cannot function well with empty stomach and cannot see to the growth of the organization. Hence, the death of such organization is imminent. This can be said of media organizations who do not see to the adequate welfare of their journalists, as this will not only pose a risk to the media organization, but to the peace and security of the nation. This is why UNESCO 2007 said that those who risk their lives to provide independent and reliable information and contribute significantly to processes of accountability, reconstruction, and reconciliation of the society deserve our admiration, respect, and support. Welfare, according to Bumi Olalere, the general manager of Positive FM Akure, Ondo State, means taking care of the needs of a particular person. It could be in terms of money, which could be salary, or making provision for all the necessary things that will be needed by the person.
When we talk of welfare, generally, welfare goes beyond financial aspects. When you talk of welfare, you are talking of taking care of the needs of a particular person. It could be in terms of money, which could be salary, or making provision for all the necessary things that will be needed by the person.
Omoniola Ungbeji, a reporter in OSLC, describes welfare as when someone's happiness, joy, and whatever affects them positively is taken into consideration and taken care of.
You see, welfare is when one is taking into consideration the life and, let me say, joy of other people. What makes other to be happy? What makes other people to relax? What benefits them positively?
Temitope Dare, the head of business development unit of Christ 106.1 FM, Akure, Ondo State, says journalist welfare involves essential provision like remuneration of wages as at when due, healthcare benefits, and life insurance for those who work in risky areas.
Journalist welfare involves, when you start a job and you're employed, the first thing is to receive your remuneration or your wages as and when due. Receiving your remuneration as a salary and things like health benefits. Provided you work election coverage or you're a reporter, you consider life insurance. For me, those are the things that come top, because when health is taken care of after your salary and remuneration, health is taken care of as a woman, you consider your children, you consider yourself to be able to do your job well, provided you break down due to stress. Does your organization take care of you? Are you someone that has to worry about spending your salary to take care of your health? These are some things that come up as you take more years on the job. So essentially health, life insurance, and the key thing for every journalist is salary or monthly remuneration. For some it's weekly, for some it's quarterly. Are you paid as and when due? These are the most important things to journalists.
Fumi Adekoya, the Zonal Secretary of Nigerian Association of Women Journalists, NAWOJ, for the Southwest Zone, and an ex-officio Nigerian Union of Journalists, NUJ, Osun State Council, says journalist welfare has to do with taking care of the health of the journalist, both physically and mentally, and also ensuring their protection and security while on the job.
Journalist welfare has to do with taking care of the health of the journalist, both physically and mentally. That is number one. Then ensuring their protection their security while in the job. And also, you ensure that they call it health allowance, the hazard allowance. So you ensure, and that will take care of their own health in case they have any, if they sustain any injury or accident while on duty. That hazard allowance will cover it. So those are the welfare packages for journalists, practicing journalists. Nigeria.
According to Africa Media Barometer 2019, on average, take-home salaries can take journalists home. Journalists work in increasingly hostile environments, particularly those covering the country's armed conflicts and ethnic tensions. Despite this evidence, workplace risk. Few journalists have any form of insurance coverage. Where some protection exists, journalists who survive work-related attacks or accidents are usually only reimbursed after bearing the cost of treating themselves. Supporting Africa Media Barometer, Bumi says journalist welfare goes beyond the salary they receive, though little and most times not paid consistently, as there are so many challenges being faced generally by journalists. And one is poor remuneration, as she says the take-home pay can no longer take them home.
As a journalist, whether male or female, there are so many challenges that are being faced by journalists. I am going to generalize before narrowing it down to female gender. One of the challenges, poor remuneration. The take-home pay can no longer take journalists home. And I think it has always been like that. Even when we started this job over 20 years ago, the pay has always been poor. But then things were relatively better then. So we're managing.
Bumi says inadequate welfare of journalists in Nigeria manifests in the following ways. 1. Provision of archaic equipment for journalists by their organizations. Inadequate provision of proper means of transportation. And lastly, lack of insurance policy for most media staffs.
Other things are obsolete equipment. All the equipment that are being used now, they are getting archaic. They are not up to standard compared to advanced countries or maybe private organizations. This equipment, they are getting tired. And when you are working with an equipment that are not up to standard, up to date, that are obsolete, you are not getting what you want from such equipment, you get tired easily and it affects your mental health. And of course, your welfare would also be affected. We also have cases of journalists finding it difficult getting themselves transported to venue of assignment. A journalist that is going, or a reporter that is going on an assignment, and maybe he's climbing Okada, the organization cannot provide vehicle to transport him or her there. By the time he or she gets to the venue of the assignment, he or she is already tired, as it is, compared to maybe other organizations when they can provide vehicles. So she's tired, mentally stressed up, as it is. Then we talk of data. You get to the venue of the assignment. You're able to gather materials for maybe your organization. Most times, you don't even have money to buy data to send such story. You are tasked, you are tired mentally. So this is also an aspect. Then the insurance policy. Most media organizations don't even have insurance policy for their staff. They are not thinking of the welfare. Even when the reporter leaves, God forbid, bad thing, anything could happen. So all this, it affects journalist morale.
Omori Ola says, if the welfare of a journalist working for any medium, either electronic or print, is not favorably considered, she may discharge her duties haphazardly. According to her, journalism has huge impact on the society. Yet, journalists' welfare are not well taken care of. And when they are not well taken care of, it will eventually tell on the peace and security of the country.
There's no way people can be encouraged to do their work perfectly if they are not properly taken care of. Knowing full well that their life are in danger. Journalism is not just gossip. Journalism is not just, let me talk, you talk. The impact they make in any nation is huge. So when the wages and other sundry issues are not taken care of, there is no way you can get perfect job from them. And you know, it will turn on our security. It's on a security challenge of any nation.
Omori Ola, speaking on this impact of lack of provision of welfare on female journalists and their family, says they are most likely to be compelled to do things that are not good enough for the country. They will be tempted to take bribe so as to take care of their own because their welfare is not well taken care of by their organization. She said they don't give them incentives like hazard allowance and so on. Hence, journalists are tagged stomach journalists because they will move to the higher paying job not caring about their professional ethics, and this will in turn put a halt to the peace and security of the country.
When journalist is hungry, they'll be tempted to take bribe. They will eat, they have to take it in their homes, even though it is not good. We are not encouraging it.
Bumi said inadequate welfare package for journalists is tough on women. Therefore, when the media organization fails to take care of the welfare of the female journalists, for instance, when a woman has to sleep over for an assignment and adequate accommodation is not provided for her, mentally she will not be settled, and this will not make her perform her duty as a watchdog for the people.
For instance, the woman sleeping over the course of her duty, and the organization cannot provide a befitting sleeping place for her. And she has to wake up maybe very early in the morning to open the station, or she has assignments, or to prepare bulletin. They are ready for production for the following day. When she's not properly taken care of, mentally she's not settled, her home is also there, the organization she is working for is never thinking of how she'll take care of her home, how she'll take care of her husband, how she'll take care of her children. So all these things affect journalists generally, and women in particular.
Temitope says, just because journalists' welfare is not well taken care of, does not mean they have to compromise their integrity. She says, journalists are doubted and second-guessed because even before now, some people have been receiving brown envelope in the name of honorarium, and this means they are collecting gratification for doing their job, and this is not meant to be so, as the media is supposed to be fourth estate of the realm, correlating the parts of the society to ensure peace and security.
It's not about corruption, all right? We have nothing to do with that. As a matter of fact, we are doubted and second-guessed because some before now have been collecting brown envelopes. Brown envelopes in the name of honorariums. When you say someone's collecting a honorarium, it simply means that the person is collecting some form of gratification for doing their job. The essential and most important thing about the media is that we know we are the fourth estate of the realm, meaning we call the presidency, the federal government, the state government, we call the legislative, the judiciary, we call them to book, we call them to order, and let them know this is what you're doing wrong, this is what you're doing right. We interpret what they are doing to the people, and then we add the voice of the people back to these authorities.
When Funmi was asked if welfare packages are implemented in both private and government-owned media organizations in Nigeria, she said, not all media owners take care of the welfare of their staff, especially private, but the government is trying her best.
I would say not all of these media owners take care of the welfare of their staff, especially journalists. But I would say for the federal workers and state media owners, they are trying their best, and that was inculcated in their basic salary as other allowances, like weigh-in and shift allowance. And they have already added hazard allowance to their salary, so that's what they collect every month. But it's not enough to take care of the welfare of their staff. They are not doing a full-fledged thing to take care of the welfare of the journalists. And also, there is what we call health insurance. Not all these media organizations arrange for that for their staff. Because once you are sick, all you can do is, if you are not a member of a national health insurance scheme, you may not have access to a cheaper health facility.
Funmi says gratification in journalism is as old as the profession itself. Although they call it brand envelope, but it is normally called gratification. This means journalists collecting money after the coverage of an assignment. She goes on to say that it's not the fault of the journalists, as some print media do not pay their journalists but send them out to hunt for stories. This will make the journalists desperate to meet people who want their stories to be written in newspapers' column. And in a situation where, after they finish covering stories, the person does not pay them, they end up writing negative stories about this person. Although they are trying to eradicate this pet in the media community, but the economic situation is not helping the matter.
Gratification in journalism is told as journalism in itself, and some people they call it brand envelope, but it is normally called gratification. You collect money for stories to be used, or after the coverage of an assignment, you expect the person to give you money. I would say it is not the fault of the journalist collecting this money. In some instances, you see a media organization, especially all the print media, once they have collected their ID card, identity card as a staff of that print medium, you can go anywhere. That staff has your salary. So wherever you go, you want to get stories, you want to ask them for money. In a situation whereby they are not given money, you will see them writing negative stories about the person or the organization. So these are the forms ways you use to extract money from those people that they cover their events. So I would say gratification or ground level of issue. So they have tried to stop some people that, okay, you cover the assignment, don't collect money. When you look at what you need at home, the salary is not being paid, or even the those that are collecting salary, it is not enough to take care of their job, to let alone their family members. So they will definitely ask for money. If you don't pay me, I will not use your story. And that is the end of the story. We are trying to eradicate this thing, but the economic situation in the country is not helping the matter. So it is there.
Omoriola says there is hardship in the country generally, but if journalists are being given their rights, they won't be tempted or be put in situations where they will be tempted to question their work ethics, considering the fact that they are not well paid and they have family to feed, although there are more of quacks than professional journalists out there. But the system is not friendly to journalists.
You want them to bring stories and you don't want them to collect bribe? How do you want them to survive? And this will tell on our security, because it will compel some journalists to bend with these evildoers. That's how you see all these stomach journalists. They have to eat. They have to eat. They have to take care of their whole family. And they are taking it as occupation.
The media is supposed to serve as a watchdog for the people, helping checks and balances of the government, and also serve as the voice of the voiceless. If this journalist welfare is not being taken care of, this will surely have a huge effect on the peace and security of the country, as they will only focus on how to survive and not really care about their first duty, and that is to serve the people. Asking Funmi Omoriola and Bunmi how lack of journalist welfare has affected the peace and security of Nigeria, they all had something to say. Omoriola said, lack of journalist welfare will make some journalists broadcast stories wrongly, and this can pass the wrong message to the people, either causing outrage or fear as a reaction, and this will affect the country's peace and security. She also mentioned that some journalists have turned into government failed journalists, as they are not given free reins to broadcast what is needed in the country. And this most times take a toll on peace and security of the nation.
Some things we say that are going on air today are the one fueling the security challenge we are facing in the country. What you have not seen, you heard it, you went on air. You reported it. Maybe one ethnic against other. So those people read, they don't even know if it is true until they started their own. That's another challenge. That's another issue. So quackery, let me just eat. Let me just get something. let me get followers, but we are not bloggers. I want to become heroes. But the way we report our things, the way we work, the way we do our job, affecting our nation, especially in the area of security. So we are not doing well. We are not doing well. And also, journalists too are not giving, they are not giving free hands. Most of the journalists now are now government journalists. They are not doing their job because of money. So how do we tend to work on the security of the nation when some of the truth are being covered?
Bumi said, when a journalist is not being paid, there will be more of fake news than accurate news out there. And this will, in the long run, impede on the peace and security of the nation.
To an employer sending out a reporter, not funding, not giving them anything, sending them to go and use their influence to get stories. We've heard cases like that, that even young girls use themselves, sell themselves, because they really want to impress their bosses. Sending them out like that, you're automatically exposing them to accepting whatever you can get, all in the name of getting stories for you. So it's really not the best.
Fumi Joini others said that this will have a ripple effect on the peace and security of the nation, because when those who are supposed to expose the truth to the public is painting the story to favor the journalist. And therefore, the saying goes that he who pays the piper dictates the tune. Fumi added that once a journalist starts collecting money, they will close their eyes to the truth. And in any situation where you are favoring the rich against the poor, you'll be destroying the country little by little.
The person that is supposed to tell you the facts of an event is already painting it to favor the person that is paying them. And you know what they say, he who pays the piper, they pay the tune. So if I collect money from somebody and they told me, this is how we want you to write our story, I would definitely do that. And that will have side effects on the people involved, especially in a situation whereby an organization is not up to date or is not up and doing in terms of community social responsibility. Maybe they are the bad road, the cosmic accident on the road, and lives have been lost. And instead of me as a journalist to write stories to favor the ordinary people in the society, I am writing to favor the organization. Because why? They have affected me. So that corruption, you will close your eyes. Once you collect money, you will close your eyes to the truth. You will not say the truth. And apart from the welfare of the journalist being taken care of, I would say some of us, we are not even given the necessary working tools. And that is another thing. You need nature to work. And some of these people, they will give it to you free of charge, but you have to give them something in return. And that is in kind. When you want to write stories, you write something that favors you. And any situation whereby you are favoring the high people or people in the high ranking, the case is less privileged, then you have not done anything good in the society. So it has a ripple effect on everybody, because it will come back to us. Because the society that is corrupt, we are living there, will still also take part in the effect that it has on us.
Asking if the Nigerian Union of Journalists, NUJ or NAWJ, has done something about these challenges facing journalists. Omoriola feels that NUJ and NAWJ are trying, but they are not doing their best and they are not protecting their journalists. As journalists are the voice of the nation, because they ask daring questions and risk their lives on the job daily, serving as the watchdog for the people, and they will always make impact on the country. Speaking on the solution, Fumi says journalists should be ready to fight the battle for their welfare alongside NUJ, because she found out that most journalists are not really ready to drop these brown envelope acts.
So, no matter how NUJ tries, it depends on the person involved. If the workers are not ready to fight the battle, there's nothing the union can do to fight on their behalf. It depends on the people. If those people that are working there, they are ready to fight the battle, AUG will give them backing. They will support them in the fight. But once they are not ready, they will tell you, if you better I come here every day, collect the major salary they are giving me, rather than staying at home and NUG, you are not going to be feeding me. So they cannot do much. It will just be like a dog barking. And it doesn't make sense.
Also, she says that NUJ and NAWATCH have been campaigning and clamoring for more of investigative journalism because yellow journalism is being practiced than the professional journalism, and NUJ needs to sanction journalists that are not following the ethics of the profession.
And we are even clamoring that, okay, let's have more investigative journalists. So this is all what we are practicing in yellow journalism, or just, okay, an event happened, just write the story. So we are not delving into the factual incidents of that event. So that is what we have been trying to do. But I would say that all these efforts are not saying, because most of the people that are practicing journalism, they are not trained journalists.
Bumi added that there is need for media organizations to implement insurance policy for their journalists. She further advises that media organizations and government should come to the aid of journalists, give them incentives to encourage them as they do not have resting days, and this will help to curb journalists from being unethical, and we go a long way in bringing sanity to the media, as well bringing peace and security to the society.
Bring up insurance policy for journalists. So I believe such will go a long way in motivating journalists.
Omoriola said that the government should allow criticism and challenges, allow them ask questions, and they should not shut journalists up as they face harassment when they are trying to cover stories.
Journalists should be allowed to do their job. I'm not disputing the fact that some are overdue. Yes, I said it. People, media houses, journalists also should, at least to some extent, check them. Fine. But allow those that are doing their work legitimately do their job.
Temitope added that journalists have to be balanced, hear every side of the story, pull the story forward, and let the public draw their conclusion. She said they should not pursue agenda and learn to speak out.
Listen to the people that live in the area, and then bring what they say to the people. Let people make their own conclusions. Remember, we are guided by our codes. Do not particularly, do not seek to be partisan. And make sure at every point in time that you are balanced in everything you do. Have the interest of the people and the sovereignty in mind.
This story is part of African Women in Media. UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende, reporting for Hawim.